Welcome to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group. The opinions expressed on this program are from our guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station.
Hi, it's Dave Clemens, and in studio with me I have Matt Sampson. He's the executive director for Sparrow Clubs. How are you this morning?
I am doing great, Dave. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
We're going to get to your event in just a moment. You got something big coming up here in Central Oregon. But first, I want to talk about, I feel like most people have heard of Sparrow Clubs.
I hope so. Yeah, by this point, we've been in Central Oregon for nearly 30 years now. So I'm hoping we're kind of a household name, at least if you have kids in schools.
Right. Yeah. Well, and let's talk about that. What does Sparrow Clubs do?
Yeah, Sparrow Clubs is all about changing lives by empowering kids to help local kids in medical need. And we do that through compassion, kindness, and sponsored community service. So we're in as many schools as we can be in every year. And we find local children in the community who are facing some kind of medical crisis or medical need. We call them Sparrows. We adopt them in a friendship way to local schools, and we make them the focal point of that entire student body, and we challenge kids in schools to make a difference in their life by going out and doing community service. And as kids do community service, they unlock sponsored funds for their Sparrow.
Okay. When we talk about medical needs, what kind of stuff are we talking about?
Oh, it's a wide spectrum. Yeah, you have life. It can be life threatening or life impacting. Not all of our Sparrows have life threatening things, but all of them have life impacting things, and spectrum is very wide. Unfortunately, we have kids that are fighting cancer. We have kids that are fighting other kind of terminal type diseases, and then we have kids who have not necessarily terminal conditions going on, but definitely lifelong conditions such as cerebral palsy, spina bifida, epilepsy, all kinds of disorders and things that most people have never even heard of. I've been doing Sparrow Clubs for 19 years, and I've gotten quite an education in terms of how many horrible things can happen to kids. And so I've learned a lot. And so again, the spectrum is very wide, and we kind of take all comers. Yeah.
What happens when someone in the student body learns about someone else's medical condition? I mean, I can only imagine this is a good thing, and now they have an understanding of why this person has this thing going on, right? I mean, do they learn about the disease? Do they learn about the child afflicted? Tell me a little bit more about the program.
Yeah, they absolutely do. Before we ever launch a program in a school, there's about a month worth of work that goes behind every project. And that month is spent talking with the family, understanding the Sparrow's story, and crafting the story in a way that avoids pity, but champions compassion and empathy. Because we're not out to make anybody feel sorry for these amazing kids. I mean, these Sparrow kids and these families are warriors, and they're facing some tough things, and they're pushing through, and they're overcoming challenges and going through things that many of us can never even imagine. And no family wants to feel like they're a charity case, and we obviously are not interested in that. We are about compassion and empathy, and when we go into these schools, we tell the story of these children in a way that help kids connect and help kids feel that they can come alongside this family and help them know that they're not alone. And in the process, these kids, as they go out and do community service, knowing that their service is not only helping those that they're serving, but ultimately is helping their Sparrow as well, gives them a great sense of accomplishment, gives them a sense of purpose. And we believe, we want them to get hooked on the feeling, because it feels really good to go out and serve somebody. It feels really good to know that you're making a difference in somebody's life. And we know kind of behind the scenes that when you do that, the person who's changed the most is you, the one who's serving.
Sure.
And so the greatest part of my job is seeing that light bulb moment turn on in the hearts and minds of students when they learn about their Sparrow, and you just see their hearts are ready to just say, we want to help in any way we can, and then knowing that they already have what it takes to make a difference. That's why I focus so much on community service over fundraising, because every single kid, no matter who they are, what they have, or where they come from, or what they've accomplished, they can serve somebody. They just have to make the choice to do so.
How does someone get involved? Are you working in every school? Do some people need to reach out to you and say, hey, have a student that could use some help, or we have a student body that wants to help someone?
Yes.
What's the process there to get a hold of you?
We're always looking for more sparrows in the community to partner with, to help us. And again, let me just say this. The sparrows we work with, they become the catalyst for change in the lives of hundreds and sometimes thousands of students. And that's the beautiful part of it. So these sparrow families, they are our partners in helping us change youth culture from the inside out. So we're always looking for people in the community, families in the community who are going through something tough medically with one of their children. We're always looking for potential sparrows. We're also always looking for schools to jump on. If you're a school administrator or a teacher or connected with a school, and if you want something that is going to change the atmosphere of your entire student body and help kids understand the power of compassion and give them an opportunity to have a real hands-on, real-world difference in somebody's life, then Sparrow Clubs is the way to go. And so any school that wants to explore having a Sparrow Project, all they need to do is reach out to me.
Now, it does take money to do these projects and such. Can people just make straight-on donations to you guys, or how do they do that?
Absolutely. We are, Sparrow Clubs exists 100% because the communities that we're in want us to be here. We don't receive any state or federal funding. We are strictly funded on the generosity of the communities that we serve, and that means a lot to us. We are so appreciative of any donations from anybody. The projects in schools are actually funded by a group of donors called our community club sponsors. And those are businesses, corporations, or organizations that partner with us at a specific dollar amount in order to help us fund these projects in schools, which are free to the schools. And it's this formula, this partnership with our community club sponsorships that allow this entire program to be completely free to schools.
So someone could reach out if they have a business, or even if they're an individual, and say, hey, I want to be a sponsor.
Yes.
They could do that.
Absolutely. And we have, not that... I don't want to ever say that people partner with us because they're trying to get something out of it. I mean, all of our community club sponsors, they would partner with us because they believe in the cause, even if we didn't have any kind of benefits to go along with that. But fortunately, we do. We have a lot of ways. We love our partners. We love to shout from the rooftops the people who partner with us and believe in kids like we do. And so there's a number of benefits that come with partnering with Sparrow Clubs. And like I said, we love our partners, and we love to acknowledge them and recognize them as much as we can.
All right. What's the best route for them? Is it the website, Instagram, Facebook,
whatever? Yeah. So if you want to talk to me directly, I blast my phone number out all the time. You can call me, text me directly, 541-621-1126. You can email me at matt at Sparrow Clubs. That's with an S on the end of clubs, sparrowclubs.org. And you can find us on our website there as well, sparrowclubs.org. On social media, you can follow Central Oregon Sparrow Clubs. You can find us on Instagram, Sparrow Clubs USA. So I'll just give it all to you, Dave. I mean, sure, I'm just kind of blasting you with it. Yeah.
Yes. I'm sure people are taking notes
too. As they're driving, they're pulling over. I'm sure. Yeah.
Website for sure, because it'll have that information
absolutely.
Right? Okay. Yeah. Website again.
Sparrowclubs.org.
Okay. We'll share that again in just a couple of minutes to make sure everybody's got it. I'm talking to Matt Sampson. He is the executive director of Sparrow Clubs. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about one of your big fundraisers that's coming up right here in Central Oregon.
Fantastic.
And we're looking for some help with that as well.
Oh, we are. We're looking for it's the most fun way you can support Sparrow Clubs. So that's a little teaser. And
there
we'll come
we go.
Back to it.
Yeah. That's coming up next on Inside Central Oregon.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.